Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Andy here. I went from depressed and suicidal to living a life of abundance and joy. If I can do it, you sure as hell can too. Giving is receiving. Something that's really been life-changing to me over the last, 5 or 6 years, maybe 6 or 7 years, and especially in the last couple of years, is giving. And that can take many forms. Let's talk about relationships and sex and dating first. I've found that when I focus on giving to the girl that I'm sleeping with or dating, you know, giving orgasms, giving a nice time, giving pleasure, giving a fun experience, giving, you know, care and attention and love, it helps me, or it allows me to receive a lot more of that in return. For the longest time, when I first started improving my dating life and my sex life, I had these ideas that I got from places like the Red Pill, and the Red Pill absolutely helped me a lot, but there was a lot there that basically said, don't give to women. You know, women are the enemy, women are the other, and I think a lot of people see dating as exactly that, almost like a combat sport, where you can't give too much because then that means you're losing. There's this weird idea that if you give too much love or you give too much care or you just give too much value to other people, then that means that you're somehow losing. And a lot of people are very precious with their giving. What I mean by that is they will give but only a limited amount because they're worried about being used or worried about being exploited. And I think that's how like 90% of humans go about their lives. And what that means is, well, it means several things, but if you're not giving a lot, and by the way, to be very clear, you don't have to give if you don't want to. I only ever give what I want to give, and maybe a little bit more than that, maybe 10% more than what I think I'm willing to give, but you don't have to give if you don't want to. I'll get that out of the way first, but I've found that when I do give, it comes back to me in spades. If I'm generous, then what happens is other people who are also generous come into my life or hang around in my life, and they give back in return. And we enter into this beautiful reciprocal relationship, whether that's a friendship, whether that's casual dating, whether that's a deeper relationship, whether that's my coaching clients, whether that's you guys and girls, my audience. But the more I give, I've just found that the more I receive, the more other people want to give back to me because they want to reciprocate my kindness. They want to reciprocate my generosity. They naturally feel good because I'm so generous to them, and they want to be generous back to me. And like I said, this applies to things like pleasure in the bedroom. This applies to spending time together and having a great experience. This applies to one thing that I like to do, which is mentoring women and, you know, listening to them, being there for them. Obviously, I'm a coach. It's what I do. So I like to do that in my sexual relationships and my deeper relationships. And in the early days when I was a little bit nervous in the bedroom, you know, I had a bit of performance anxiety, I found that focusing on the woman and giving her a great experience, having fun with her, I found that that helped me get out of my own head because I was no longer thinking about myself and, you know, is my dick working? Is it nice and hard? Oh my God, what if I can't get hard? What if I don't do a good job? I would just focus on her and giving her a good time. And obviously, I would have a good time too, along with that. But I've always found a lot of pleasure in enabling other people's pleasure. It's part of why I'm a coach, obviously. I like to facilitate other people's happiness as best as I can. And something similar has happened with content and coaching. At the start, when I first started my website, yes, I was giving value, obviously, but I had this idea early on, which I think a lot of content creators do. I think a lot of people do when they start a business. You have this idea of like, I can't give away too much for free. You know, I can't let myself get used. But I followed the motto or the mindset of a hell of a lot of other people. You know, Chris from Good Looking Loser, people like Pat Flynn from Smart Passive Income, and later on, people like Dan Henry and Alex Hormozi, Gary Vee. You know, all of these people, Seth Godin, who talk about giving as much value as you possibly can for free, helping people as much as you possibly can, and that stuff comes back to you. And it absolutely does in terms of followers, in terms of appreciation, in terms of money, obviously, in terms of building beautiful relationships with clients. And along the way, you get to help a ton of people and change their lives. And so I kind of got over this mindset. I got over myself in the early days, this idea that I can't just give away too much for free because that means I'm getting used. I kind of embraced the idea of just giving away as much as I possibly humanly could and seeing what happens and having no expectations, only curiosity. And I was genuinely curious in the early days, and I still am today, obviously, but I was curious, like, what happens if I make this 130,000 word Tinder guide, you know, the length of four or so novels, what if I give this away for free? Everybody's telling me that I should charge thousands of dollars for it. What if I do it for free? What if I write 1,500 pieces of content? What if I give all of that away for free? What if whatever I would tell a person in my paid product, what if I also tell them all of that information and give all that away in my free stuff? And I had a lot of fears. People have a lot of fears when they get into something like content or coaching. You know, you worry that if you give it all away for free, well, why would they pay me? And I've done many pieces of content addressing this question. On my YouTube channel, there's a video called, "If I Give It All Away for Free, Won't That Mean You Don't Pay Me?" And I literally talked about this topic for like an hour and a half. So I won't recover it here, but no, what ends up happening, if you give it all away for free, people go and change their lives with the information that you gave them for free. And then they have nothing but incredible gratitude for you. And some people will give you money and sign up for your coaching literally just to say thank you. I have done an insane amount of coaching calls now where the person literally says, "I just want to start by saying I'm really grateful to you, Andy. I actually don't have any questions today. I'm quite happy to just sit here with you and talk for an hour and just chat, but I actually don't need this coaching. I'm just wanting to say thank you for all of the free shit you gave me." And a lot of the time, if you give away all of your stuff for free and people change their lives, they now know that your stuff works. You don't need to do any marketing. You don't need to do any sales. There's no convincing. They already changed their life with your free shit. And now they're coming to see what a little bit of time and attention from you, if they pay you, would be like. Another thing to think is, if you give it all away for free, all of your information and all of your knowledge, and you genuinely help people, they will still have more questions about how to actually implement some of that knowledge. You know, you can't possibly cover every single thing that someone could ever, like every problem someone could ever run into. You can't get, like, write all of that. There's just infinite variables and infinite problems that people could potentially run into, and you can't predict all of them. And so people will always have unique problems and unique questions, and that's what they come to you for coaching for. They also come just to know that you care about them. And so I came to see that as I gave as much value to my clients and my audience as I possibly could, it all came back to me in spades. And more than anything, you know, when it comes to relationships and business and everything else, I've just found the more that I give, the more I like myself. The more I'm able to look into the mirror, look into my own eyes and say, "I really like you, kid. I like who I am. I like that I'm the person that gives. I like that I'm the person that's generous. I like that I'm the person that has so much to give that he feels like he could just keep on giving. He doesn't feel like he's losing anything by giving." You know, that's abundance mentality. That's a big part of abundance mentality, is giving a lot. You're basically telling yourself when you give, "Hey, look, I have enough to give. I can give some of this." And again, only give what you want to give. It's not up to me to tell you all to go out there and give more than whatever you want to give. I'm a big advocate for you all doing whatever you want. But in my own life, the more that I've given, the more that I have received. You know, to bring it back to the example of sex and dating and relationships, if I spend, you know, half an hour or an hour doing all sorts of amazing kink and BDSM and blowing a girl's mind and just giving her this amazing, you know, almost like spiritual experience. Some of the kink experiences that we give, that we have are quite spiritual. You know, there's like soft music playing, there's like candles, you know, we put blindfolds on her and we take her sort of almost to another fucking realm, you know, the realm of pleasure and good times. If I give that, man, afterwards, the gratitude that comes back to me, you know, 10,000 times more likely that she wants to keep seeing me for a long time. I get pleasure back in return. You know, if I give a girl a mind-blowing experience, immediately afterwards, she's like, "Holy crap, like, what can I do for you now?" and you're like, give me a blowjob, and you get the world's best blowjob because of what you have just given her. You've just blown her fucking mind. Now she wants to blow yours. And on the fear of, you know, but what if I get used, or what if I give too much and then I'm being walked all over and, you know, I'm going to run out because I'm giving too much away. Sometimes you will run into someone who doesn't give gratitude back for your generosity, or they don't seem to appreciate the fact that you're giving a lot. Cool. You just immediately, or I just immediately screen that person out. And I don't need everybody to sit there and be like, oh my God, Andy, you're so generous. Thank you so much. But if someone's like genuinely unappreciative and doesn't even seem to notice, well, that's cool. I just don't spend my time with that person. And there's plenty of those people. You know, I literally was reading through my YouTube comments this morning, and there was a couple of comments, not a lot because most people are pretty, you know, appreciative, but there's a couple of comments every now and then where I'll get where someone just doesn't seem to fucking, like, they're just critical and they don't seem to appreciate anything. Cool. Great. I'm never going to talk to that human being. Like, that's not someone that's ever going to be worth my time. Like, why would I spend my time with them? And so you can kind of do the same thing with relationships, with business, with whatever it might be. If you want to, give as much as you possibly can. Beautiful things come back in return. And the people who don't appreciate it, or the people who do feel, or you do feel like they're going to just use you, or they're not going to be appreciative, great. Don't keep giving to those people. And to be very clear, when I give without expectations. I give without expecting the person to, you know, say like, oh, thanks, man. Oh, that's amazing. Thank you for that. But if someone shows me that they're not going to enter into a, I don't know what you would say, like a relationship where we're going to give each other value, then cool. I just don't keep giving that person my time or attention or whatever. Like, I just don't. So at the end of the day, you can give your time, you can give your, I guess, money if it's that, you can give your sexual energy, give whatever you want to whomever you want to give it to. But I've just found that if I give as much as I humanly possibly can in friendships, in relationships, and definitely in content, I like who I am when I look at myself in the mirror. I like who I am when I get to lay my head down on that pillow at night. You know, I feel like I can sleep easy. I feel like I really like who I am. It feels really good when I'm as generous as I possibly humanly can be. If you would like more help with any of this stuff, with any of your goals, if you want to just sit down with me in the coaching group and say, hey, Andy, can you please fucking give me a ton of value? Because I obviously care very deeply about my coaching clients, and I put a ton of love into every single coaching session, every single day, every single week. I will leave a link in the description below to the coaching program. You can jump on a free call with me and discuss if coaching is right for you. As always, ladies and gentlemen, go out there and crush those goals.